up to Zion and Al at the top. Gemara first is explaining the brisa that we brought down, that the olam, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but a person who wants to do like Beis Shammai can do, and like Beis Hillel can do. And the Gemara says, how could that be? Manavshach, if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, then you can't do like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara answers, kan lifnei basko, kan la'achar basko. Before the basko was machriya, the halacha, like Beis Hillel, you could do either way. And the second one is, goes Rabbi Yeshua, that even after the basko, you still could do either way until the chachamim were machriya, because ein mashgichim v'basko. Iboy same, another answer, hachi komar. Kol heicha the mashkachas, trei tanoi, trei amoroi, de pligei hadodi, kein machlokas beisham Beis Hillel, lo leve kikule demar, vichi kule demar, velo kichumre demar, velo vichi chumre demar, ela o kikule demar, kichumre ovid, o kikule demar, kichumre ovid. So another way of understanding it is that first it says halachas like Beis Hillel, and it says any similar machlokas to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that wasn't muchra. And the reason they say why it mentioned Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is because in the time of the early Mishnais there weren't any other machlokas. The first machloksin were dafka between Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And therefore it mentions them because those were the early machloksin before other machloksin became. But anything similar later on, when there will be other machlokas, or there was other machlokas, then you have to go one way. You can't pick the kulas and chumras of one and do like the kulas of both, that then a person's a what's it called, a rasha, or the chumras of both, then he's a ksil. Shemar says, Mikoma kom kasha. L'maisa, it was Romney, the Aleph of Nachman, yeah? No. I know, but who is it? Doesn't say who it was. Stop. They Paskin did not. This Amavi Akum, like Rav and Shmuel Chumra. Okay. Mikomakum Kasha. So how did they do that? How did they go like two Chumras that really aren't dependent one on the other? Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kulei K'Rav Avdua. What they did over there, they did everything like Rav. Omer of Hun, Omer Rav, Halacha Ve'en Morin Kei. Because Rav Hun has said in the name of Rav, that even though Rav held that you don't need Lossos, you only need Tzuras HaPesach, but he said you don't say that out Rav. That's the Halacha, but it's not for publication. And therefore, Rav himself was Machmer, like Shmuel. And therefore, they were Machmer, not like Shmuel, but their machmer, like Rav, was machmer not to paskin publicly that without glossos is okay. Rashi, mikom makom, liboy say maharot zolassos diktani la beishamay beisil dafka naka. Dal korchach beisil boy lemevet. Right, vali have to like beisil. It's not talking about machlokes and a beisil beishamay. You could do like either one. Ela plugs of the shar tanoi bi almakoi. It's going on stam machlokes and similar to shamay and hilo. The pligi be'alma b'shar mile, kigon elu machlokas to b'sham b'shilo, kilomar, ki hechi de pligi b'sham b'shilo, but divrei machlokson, just like by b'sham b'shilo argue, in similar machlokson, right, you can do whichever one you want, but you can't do the kulas or the chumras of both. Mikomakom b'raisa mitarits of the kasha the nardoi, the ovid kitrei chumre. Kasha's on the nardoi, why they, what's it called, were machmer, like two different chumras, the chumras of one and the chumras of the other. That according to either one, it should be mutter, only if you go like the chumras of both is it also. Halacha ketanakama, the ain morin kain. Ela kechananya, the boy glossos. Even Rav himself holds that meikra din, the halacha is like the tanakama, that you only need the tzuras ha-pesach by mavi akum. But la halacha la maisa, he paskins like Shmuel, that you have to be machmer like chananya. Ulravada Barava Omar Rav. The Omar Halacha Morin came, but Ravada Barava argues on Ravuna. And he says that Rav held that not only is the Halacha like that, but you paskin like that publicly. So we're back to where we started. Right? So they couldn't say paskin just like Rav. He paskin dafka like Shmuel in that. The Chumra of Shmuel and the Chumra of Rav, and only when you put them together is the thing awesome. But like either one across the board, it'll be mutter. Michael Amemar. Omrav Shizbi Kilo Abdina Kihumri de Vetray Hecha de Sashi Agod. This crowd that you don't do like two chumras is only where they contradict each other. Kigol, another Gemara gives an example. Where there are two chumras in Mitzaka Beisham and Beisilo, where they contradict each other. If you go with both chumras, you're doing something that's contradictory, Mineo Bei. Kigol, Shedra Begugola. The halacha concerning the backbone and what's it called, and skull, the snan. Hashedra Begugola Shechosru. Right, Shedra and Gugolas that are missing something, so they're not metame ba'ohel. Bones are only metame b'mago umasa if they're less than the rov binyan or rov minyan of a person. So if the bones are missing something, then they're not considered those bones. They're not considered a Gugolas, not considered a Shedra. And they're only metabi mamago masa, not ba'ohel. The Beshami omrim shtei chulios, how much has to be missing out of the shedra in order not to be called a shedra? Beshami says two chulios. If two chulios, two vertebrae are missing, then it's not metabi anymore ba'ohel. Beshilol omrim chulia achas, even if one is missing, it's not metabi ba'ohel. Uve gugoles beshami omrim kamoli makdeyach ubeisilol omrim kadeshi yinotl min hachai v'yomus. And if from the skull, beshami says that the amount of a drill hole, and beisilol says enough that if you take it from a what's it called a living animal, it'll die, or a living person, it'll die. That much is the amount that's supposed to be missing. Va'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said name is Shmuel, v'chein linyan treifa. The same halacha would be by a treifa. That if the amount that's missing, according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, is the amount that would make it not be metame, that's the amount that would make it a treifa. Less than that, it's not a treifa. Less than that, it can still live. Right. So what's the case? Rashi says, "Tisasun adodi trei tanoi de plige mar machmer and mar mekel." You have two tanoim arguing. One's machmer and one's mekel. The time of the chumrei de mar bahai have a kula beduch tachrisi. And the reason that one is machmer in this situation would be a kula in a different situation. The time of the kula de mar bahai have a chumra beduch tachrisa. And the reason this one is mekel is the same reason why in another situation that would be he would have to be machmer according to that reason. Manda ovid bahanach trei duchte lechumra mikriksil. Then if you do both chumras, they contradict each other. They can't go together. So we'll see in a second with the treifa and the tumah. The hachad taimahu, because all one reason. It can't be both things. Right? If the halacha is like this, then it's like this, legabi the kula, and it's like this, legabi the chumra. If the halacha is like this, meaning that this is the reason, then both things emanate from the same reason. You can't, it's impossible to be machmer in this case and mekel in this place because the same reason applies to both cases, and either you're machmer, what's it called here, and mekel there. You can't be machmer in both or mekel in both. If the reason applies, then you have to be makel according to that reason and machmer according to that reason. You can't have both reasons, which are contradictory. Kigon shedra v'gulgolos. Shelmes. Right? Person's dead, and his shedra and gulgolos, defligu badul beishamai lo havi chisaron elo beis chulius. Right? By beishamai, the spinal column is considered complete unless it's missing two vertebrae. If it's only missing one vertebra, it's still metami ba'oel. The gabi treifa nami lo havi chisaron. And the same thing goes by a treifa. Since it's not considered a chisaron, if it's only missing one vertebra, it's still kosher. It's not considered a chisaron. So the reasoning of Beishamai, that one vertebra is not considered a chisaron, is a chumra by tumas meis. It's still metame ba'ohel, because it's not missing anything. And it's a kula by treifa, since it's not missing anything, it's still kosher. Ukeshera, v'havi taima de beishamai chumra legabe meis, ule beishilu. And therefore, the reasoning of beishamai ends up to be a chumra by the case of tuma, but a kula by the case of treifa, for the same reason. Well, the Beis Hillel, the Amri Chisaron, who according to Beis Hillel say that he is considered a Chisaron even one vertebra, have a chumra legabe treifa. So it's a kula legabe tumas meis, that it's not metame ba'ohel, but it's a chumra by treifa, that it is a treifa even with one vertebra missing. Umanda ovid be treifa ke Beis Hillel, somebody who is machmir by a treifa, like Beisilah, that even one vertebra makes it a treifa. Ukebeishamay b'meish, and they're machmer like Beishamay, that it's matame b'ohel, what you called, if it's missing, what you called, only if it's missing two vertebra, but it is matame b'ohel, even with one, right, missing, haviksil, the fool, the hasasrin, uvde hadode, the hocha vichisarim, vachaloa vichisarim. Manashach, either it's a chisarim, it's not a chisarim. It can't be over here it is a chisarim, and here it's not a chisarim, lechumra. Hashedra v'agugolus, gabi tumas ohel b'meis tnan. Kama chisarim b'shedra, the teitse mitora shedra, how much is not considered a shedra? How much it has to be missing, and it's not a shedra anymore? The tidon kishar etzim, and then a shedra and a gugolus are matame by themselves. Be ohel. But if they're just bones, they're not considered a full shedra, full gugolus, then they're only, oh, they're, what's it called? They have a din of an etzim kisaora, shedra matame be ohel. An etzim kisaora or anything until rov minyan or rov binyan of all the atzamos is not matame be ohel. But the gugolus and the shedra are matame by themselves be ohel. Kemole magdeach, ukadeshi yinotl menachai viyomos, meforeshlu bebchoros perik shlishi. I'm going to explain what those shiurim are, where it's nogeya. Here we don't have to know. Aval heichet lo sasrin, chumri adodi. Okay, now, so that's what the Gemara says. So it's only where the two chumras are contradictory. It can't be both. The reason why this is chumra over here is the same reason why it's mekel over here. So it can't be that you're machmer in both places. Aval heichet lo sasri adodi, avdinam. But where there's no stira, then it's okay. Right? In our case, there's no stira. You can hold by a mavui akum that it's mefulish or not mefulish. It's one machlokas. And then you can hold by, what's it called, by a, right, you can hold by a mavui mefulish that it needs glossus or it doesn't need glossus. They're not dependent one on the other, these two machloksin. They're two separate machloksin. So you can paskin that a mavui akum has a din of mefulish, and you can still paskin that a mavui mefulish doesn't need glossus. There's no contradiction between them. Just happens to be that you're going to have to paskin like two different people to make it awesome. But what the two different people say is not a stira. Right? There's no stira to making a mavui akum, the foolish, and to say that it needs losses. It just happens to be that Rav holds like this and Shmuel holds like this, but they're not for the same reason why this one is okay and why this one's not okay. So the verse says, the hecha de sasri ahadodi lo avdina. No, like in our case, the pligay betray mile. It's two separate machloksim that don't depend one on the other. And it's possible to be machmer in both or be mekel in both without having any contradictions. It's just that what you're going to do, what you're doing, is not like one mandiomer. The talion betray time is two different machloksim bechlau. Mar machmer beha akum, umar machmer beha mefulish. One is machmer rav, that a mavoy akum is considered mefulish. And Shmuel there is Mekel. And Shmuel is Machmer that a Mavi Mefulish needs losses. And there Rav is Mekel. But those Sasrin Chumri Adodi Avdina. And there the Chumras aren't Soser each other. They're just two separate Machloksin that were picking the Chumras of both Machlokas. There's nothing wrong with that since there's no contradiction. Gemara says, the Hecha de Sasri Adodi Lo Avdina, in a case where they're contradictory, then you don't, what's it called, you're not allowed to do like both chumras. I'll show you a case where somebody did both chumras, where they're contradictory. Mosiv Rav Mesharshia, Maisav Rabbi Akiva, Shalikit Esra Be'echad B'Shvat. Rabbi Akiva harvested an esrog, and the Rashi says esrog means a tree. Esrog, kol ha'ilan kori esrog. He didn't take one esrog. He took esrogin. Like he took off Maisav, just one pre. There must have been more than one pre. So he took off esrogim from an esrog tree on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The Nohag Bo Beis Yisurin. And since an esrog goes after Lakita, when you harvest it, Lagabi Trumas and Maestris, so what year of Maestr it was depended on when you harvested it. So he took it on Echad B'Shvat. The Nohag Bo Beis Yisurin, and it was the year where Maiser Sheni was the year before, and Maiser Ani was the year coming. And Shvat, either Rosh Chodesh Shvat according to Beis Shammai, or Tu B'Shvat according to Beis Hillel, is the Rosh Hashanah. So according to Beis Shammai, already was the new year. So you have to take Maiser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, it was 15 days before the new year. So you had to take Maaser Sheni. So the Shaila was, according to Beis Shammai, he should take Maaser Ani from this, from these Esrogim. And according to Beis Hillel, he had to take Maaser Sheni. So he took two Maasers. Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai, the Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel. One like Beis Shammai, one Beis Hillel. How do you take two Maasers? So he did it, what's it called? He made it tonight. If it's Maaser Sheni, then this is Maaser Sheni. Right? And if it's Maaser Ani, then I want it to be Maaser Ani. And he was Machal it, just in case it was Maaser Sheni. And then he gave it to an Ani. So it was Yotzei Miman Afshach. Okay. So the Chora, but they're two separate, there couldn't be Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. If the halacha is like Beis Shammai, then it's only Maaser Ani. If the halacha is like Beis Hillel, it's only Maaser Sheni. And the reason why it's one or the other is Soser, the other one. Can't be. So how can you do the Chumras of both with a Soser? So it says, Rabbi Akiva Gamre is in Gemara istafikle. He wasn't sure which one held what. V'lo yada I Beis Hillel b'chach b'shvar omer, I b'chameser b'shvar omer. He didn't do like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Chumra. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held. You know, how long is like Beis Hillel, but he was a Sothic, what Beis Hillel held. Whether Beis Hillel held that Rosh Hashanah is a Chad b'shvar or chamishoser b'shvar. In a Doraisa, you're Machmer. That's okay. But where you can follow one opinion, and that opinion across the board will be Machmer over here, Mekel over there, even by a Doraisa, you follow that one opinion. You don't follow different opinions to be Machmer. But if you're not sure what the halacha is, then Taki will be Machmer. Right. Rashi. Shalikat Esrik, kol ha'ilin kori Esrik. So it means he harvested an Esrik tree. Shnei Isurin, shnia yotzel v'shlishis nechnesis. It was the second year of Shemitah, and the third year was coming in. Havishon shnia l'shmita, ma'aser rishon. The second year is ma'aser rishon v'sheni. V'hashlishis ma'aser rishon v'ma'aser ani. If it's the third year, then it's ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani. Echa k'divrei shamei, da'amri be'echad l'shvat rosh hashanah l'ilon, u'kvar nechnesa shlishis. Going to Beis Shammai is already the third year, and you had to take off Maaser Ani. The Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel, the Amri Ad Hamishaser Bo Lo Havi Rosh Hashanah, Vadayin Shniyahi. And one he took off like Beis Hillel, that it was Maaser Sheni. So he took off Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Gamre Yistapik Lei, but Kulei Ka Beis Hillel of it. He did them all like Beis Hillel. But what's it called? He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held. Just in this Indian, where you can be Machmer like two Shitas or whatever, the Ran holds that it's only where the halacha is psuka. If there's a halacha, it's b'therish, we know what the halacha is. That you can't be machmer where it's a stira. But if the halacha wasn't nikba yet, right, like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we know the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Then you can't be machmer like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai when there's a stira. But if the halacha is not nikba, you're not sure who the halacha is like. Never been kavua, it's never nikba, they were never machriya the halacha. Then the Ran holds you can still be machmer, even though it's two chumras that contradict each other. You're not called a ksil then. The Rashba holds that even if you're mesutta, okay, you can't two chumras that are sasra and hadari. That can never be. Even if the halacha is not mukhra and still a sothik, what the halacha is, you have to pick one daya and follow that one. And the Chazon Ish also holds like that. And Ritva says, even if you're doing it begeder chumra, you know that it's only a chumra. You're not doing it kahalacha. You're doing it stam to be extra machmer. It's also not allowed. It's also ksil. And the Ran holds also, if there's a misafik, you're allowed to be machmer if you don't know who the halach is like. And basically, the Chazon Ish holds like this, that even though we say Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, so if you have a machlokas, and you don't know what to do, this one holds this way, this one holds this way, and you want to be machmer by a Deraisa, right, then what's it called? That's only if you don't have a Rebbe. If you have somebody you follow, right, for everything, you can follow him even if what he holds is a Kula, even a Deraisa. But you have to follow him in everything. You can't pick this one to follow, right, where he's Mekel, and this one to follow where he's Mekel, or whatever. If he has two chachamim that he could follow, right, then he should follow one like his Rebbe and do everything like this one and not the other thing. If there's no hakras based in, right, then what's it called? You don't have a specific Rebbe. Then if the rabbim hold like one way, you can go according to that, even lehakil by a dvar Torah. Most poskim hold like this. Then even in a thing that's a midoraisa, you're allowed to follow the rabbim. As long as the halacha wasn't mukhra. Once the halacha is mukhra, you have to follow but we don't have such a thing today. Achros based in. Because you need Sanhedrin. And you don't go bus of the rove unless they spoke it out together and everybody heard everybody else's opinion. They had a chance to argue it out and then the rove voted. But where the rove didn't hear the other side. Right? Even if they heard the other side, they never had a chance to discuss it together in a forum of a based in. Then there's no hachra. So there's manazeh, there's no hachra. So basically, by a deraisa, if there's no rov lahakel, you have to be machmer. So by deraisa lechumra. You have to be machmer by a deraisa. If you have a rebbe that you always follow, then even if he's a mute, you can go after him, what's it called, even the kula by a deraisa. If rov haposkin, hold one way, even though you don't have a rebbe specifically, you have no rebbe specifically one way or the other. Right, rove of the poskim are note to be makel by a deraisa, you could follow that also. Okay. Let's go on a little bit more. Yosef Rav Yosef, Kameid Rav Huna, the Yosef the Ka'omar, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Machlokes, Vesratya Mikan, Uplatya Mikan, Uplatya Mikan. Avosratya Mikan, Ubika Mikan. Obika mikan, ubika mikan, osaturus apesach mikan, velechi vekora mikan. The machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, where you have a mavui mafulash, whether you need glossos or only a turus apesach, and on the other side, what's it called, a lechi or a kora, okay, where Shmuel is machmer and says you need glossos, and Rav says all you need is a turus apesach. That's only where there's a real Rishus HaRavim on both sides of the Mavli. You have a Sratya, which is like a highway on one side, and a highway on the other side of the Mavli. Okay, the Mavli is open on both ends, on the north and south end, to two highways. Or it's open to two town squares. It's also Rishus HaRavim. It's not a highway, but it's a place where people gather, right, according to Rashi Shishim Ribui, whatever the Tanayim are, right, it's a public market, public square. So that's also Rosh Hashanah, right? That's a platya. So if you have a two town squares on both ends of the Mavli, or two highways on both of the Mavli, or a highway here and a town square over there, in all those cases, that's where the machlokas is. That's where Rav holds you only need turus apesach, and Shmuel holds you need glossos. Avosratya mikan ubika mikan. But if on one end is a real Rishus HaRavim, and the other end is a Carmelis, it's not a Rishus HaRavim, it's a Bika, where people don't go. So it's only a Carmelis. O Bika Mikan, or two Bikas. It opens up on both ends to Carmelis. Then, Osaturus HaPesach Mikan Velechi Vikor Mikan. Everybody holds, even Shmuel, that you don't need losses. There, everybody agrees that it's enough a Turus HaPesach on one end, and a Lechi Rikor on the other end. Rashi. Machlokas the Mavuas HaMufulash and the Tanakama the Chananya. Okay, the Rav and Shmuel just argued who the halacha was. But the Ikra Machlokas is the Tanakama, who holds that what's it called, you only need a Tzuras HaPesach, and the Chananya holds you need glossos. Yeah? Yeah. Right. Rav holds the halacha like the Tanakama, that you only need a Tzuras HaPesach, and Shmuel holds like Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, that you need a Delis. Sratya Platya, Shteyim Rishus HaRavim. Sratya and a Platya are both Rishus HaRavim. Kedamrina Bitzias HaShabbos, Ezeo Rishus HaRavim, Sratya Platya. Sratya Derech Hiluch B'nei Odom. Sratya is a highway. Platya Rechov L'Shvokim. It's a marketplace. Public marketplace. The Hechad the Shnei Roshim Mufulashim Rishus HaRabim who the Polik Chananya the Omer Boy Delis. That's where Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, holds you need a Delis. and a Surah HaPesach is not good enough. Bika Karmala. See, the Surah HaRabbanan Hu. A Bika is not a Rishus HaRabbin. It's only a Karmelis. It's only an Issa HaRabbanan. So if one side is Rishus HaRabbin, like in a regular Mavi, and the other side, instead of being closed up like a regular Mavi, where you only need a Lechi and a Korah on the open side, but now both sides are open, right? One's to a Bika and one's to Rishus HaRabbin, then a Lechi and a Korah is not going to be enough. You're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and on the other side, then what's it called, a Lechi or a Korah will help. Okay. Gemara says, Hashta Sracha Mikan, or Bika Mikan, also the Tzuras HaPesach, Mikan, the Lechi, the Korah Mikan, Bika Mikan, or Bika Mikan, Miboya, Memra doesn't make sense. It says, but if there's a Sracha on one side or a Bika and a Bika on the other side, or two Bikas, then a Tzuras HaPesach is enough. Okay? If I already know that if one side is a real Rishus HaRabbin, since the other side is only a Karmelis, you don't need a Delis, and a Tzuras HaPesach is okay, Kol Shekein, if both sides are a Bika, why have to tell me if both sides? If one side's a Bika, you already don't need a Delis anymore. So if both sides are a Bika, Kol Shekein, you don't need a Delis. So what's the Chiddush? Samara says, Hachikomer, Sracha Mikan, Ubika Mikan, Nasika Bika Mikan, Ubika Mikan. That if there's a Sracha on one side and a Bika on the other side, it's just as if there'll be two Bikas, where there'll be no Rishus HaRabim at all, and there all you need is what's called a Tzuras HaPesach and not a Delis. It doesn't mean both cases. It tells me first the less Pashut case, and then it says, and Pashut case too. That doesn't make any sense. What it means is, in case, there's a case where there's a Rishus HaRabim on one side and a Bika on the other side, it's the same thing as if it would be two Bikas and you only need a Tzuras HaPesach. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, let's go on. U'mesayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda, im hoya mavui kola l'rechava, ein tzarech klum. And he ended this memra that the only time a Mavi Mefulish needs a Delis and a Lechi Vekora is if it's open to two Rishus HaRabims on both sides. But if it's opened on one side even, just to a Karmelis, it only needs Tzuras HaPesach, not a Delis, and on the other side a Lechi Vekora. And he ended this memra that if it was a Mavi that ended to a Rechava, Rechava is a backyard, right, a Chatzar, somebody's backyard chotzer, right, ain't tzarech klum, because that's not even a karmelis. That you can carry in that. It's a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid. So if it opens into a rechava, you don't need anything. Okay, Rashi, umesayim bo, Rav Yosef, mishmed Rav Yehuda, stama, velo pirish lo Rav Yehuda, lo Rav Yosef, mimi kibil, haisiu. He didn't say who he heard this last thing from. Yimhoye sof ha-mobu yazeh, I'm a foolish Rishus HaRabim. One end is open into Rishus HaRabim. If the other end is open to Rishus HaRabim, you need, according to Beis Hillel, a Deles and the other side, Lechi V'Korah. If the other side is opened into a Bika, you only need a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi V'Korah. If it's opened into a Rechava, then you don't need anything on that side. Kol HaRechava, Derech HaRechava, Hayamovim L'Kura, Shenifetz Kotel HaRechava, Shekenegdo Rishus HaRabim, and it's not talking where the Rechava is finished and closed. Because then it's obviously you don't need anything else. It's closed up on the other side. It's a regular mavui. It's talking where that chatzar, though, is opened into Rishus HaRabim. Okay? Not completely. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss on tomorrow. Right? But what you have is, see the picture? You have a 14? Yeah. Okay, you have here's the Rishus HaRabim. Here's the Mavi. So it's on one side it's open to Rishus HaRabim. The other side of the Mavi is open to somebody's backyard. These houses, backyard. This is their front yard. The green one is the front yard. The brown one is the backyard. And basically, this backyard is Rishus HaYochid. Okay? If they made an Eruv between themselves, then you can carry here. They didn't make an Eruv between themselves. You can't carry from the Chatzar to the house. We can carry things in the Chatzar for sure. You just can't carry from the houses to the Chatzar. But anything that's in the chatzar when Shabbos came in, you could carry around the chatzar according to everybody. But on the other hand, this rechava, this backyard, is opened into Rishus HaRabim. has an opening to Shisharabim. So I might think that the Mavu is opened over here, and ultimately the other end through the Chatzar is opened also to Shisharabim. So maybe it's a Mavu Mefulish. No. Since this is opened into the Chatzar, right, and it's only the Chatzar that's opened in Shisharabim, you look at it as two separate things, and since this is open to Rosh Hashayachid, this has a din of a regular mavwi, and all you need is a lechi or a korah on this side. The Gemara is going to discuss how that is and why that is tomorrow, but that's a nice, right at this point, what we do. So Gemara says, ain't tzarech klum. Rechava hekif chotzer shachori batim. Rechava is a chotzer in the backyard, not the front yard. Kori rechavu, mekeves arba mechitzos. A chotzer is a front yard, and a rechav is a backyard, and it's a rishus hayachid, basically. Ein tzarech klum, l'takin osa psicha shel tzad ha-rechava, you don't need anything on that side of the mavli. That side of the mavli is considered closed. And the other side, just like any closed mavli, you need a lechi or a korah. El rosh ha-mefulash rishus harabin tzarech lechi or korah, ketoris mavli sasim, like any mavli sasim. V'al korchot b'shenifritza nomi rechava k'neged pirtzis ha-mavli b'kosu shekenegdo rishus harabin. It has to be talking where the Rechava is opened into Rosh Hashanah. Because otherwise, Asal Hashminan, V'am Mefulashim D'la'el Koil. Because we're discussing Mavuos Mefulashim. If it's totally closed up, if there isn't any opening in the Chatzar to the Rosh Hashanah, it's totally closed up, then what's a Havamina? Right? Why in the world would I ever think that this isn't a regular Mavu? Right? So this is going on the cases where the Mavu is opened into something else, and that something else is opened somehow into Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Then there's a chiddush. The Iber Rechava Stuma Legamrei Pshita. The Hashtima Malisahi. It's a regular mavli. Closed on three ends and open on, up to Rosh Hashanah on the fourth end. V'haleko l'meimer d'mishum b'nei Rechava itzterich lashmoinen. And you can't say, no, it's really closed up completely. But since it's opened into a Rechava, that I would have a Havamina, you have to do something. Because that's mefulish, into a Rechava. Right, the lo asri abnei mavli, va'afilu lo irvui mohem, the hanami pshita. And the reason is because the people of the mavli didn't make an eruv together with the people of the chotzer, they're not allowed to carry in that chotzer. Two different rishuyos. But that's only a dindur abanan as a ruvei chatzeros. That has nothing to do with rishuyos. So rishus hayochid 100%. It's just that since it's a different ownership, the chachamim made an isser unless you'll make an eruv. Like we said the first day, a shituf mavuos or an eruve chatzeros with bread, with food or whatever. That's also partial. The rechava lo boila aruve, the stam rechava ein badiori. First of all, rechava doesn't have houses opened into it because it's the backyard, not the front yard. There's nobody living in that rechava that you'd need an eruv. Latzeis velavo, nobody goes into it and out of it. They ain't tashmish tather. Once in a while, people go out into the backyard in those days. The ikr was the front yard. So because sometimes people go into the backyard, they use it for storage. They don't use it on a constant basis. And therefore, they don't need an eruv in that place. Kedamrinam perek shein, like the Gemara will explain in the second parak. Man deshori letutule min hamavi letocha mishum deles badiori. You're allowed to carry from the mavui into this backyard chotzer, because people don't actually use it for living, and therefore they weren't mesakin eruve chatzeris in that situation. The hilchos are kavasei, and the halachas like that. The kaimelon b'chol haTorah, Rav Acha lechumra, Ravina lekula. The hilchos are Ravina lekula. Wherever Rav Acha and Ravina argue, and Rav Acha is lechumra and Ravina is lekula, we always pass in like Ravina lekula, and there Ravina was the one who said you don't need an eruv in that situation. So if it's closed off completely, there's no havamin in the world why the mavli shouldn't be considered a closed mavli. It's opened into this rechava, so what? The rechava is just an extension of the mavli. You can carry there too. And where does it end? In a wall. So what's the problem? Bar me'um tzabeyu mizreke. Except in three cases where we paskin like Rav Acha lechumra. V'rechava lav davka nokat v'adin lechatzah sheyesh badiyorin. And the truth is that it's not only a rechava that doesn't need an eruv, that this halacha is that you don't need anything in the mavul, right? But even if it will be open into a chatzar, okay, the eruvu, right, and the sheish b'dior, and the eruvu, if it opened to a chatzar, then they would have to make an eruv.
Otherwise, it'd be opened into a place that you're not allowed to carry. You wouldn't be allowed to carry in the mavui altogether. Because a mavui that's opened into a place that you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry in the mavui either. That's a separate halacha we'll learn in the second parak. But if it was a chatzar that had the same din of a rechava, meaning it was a chatzar that needed an eruv, and you made the eruv, people were mishtatif, then there's also no problem. Right? It's a closed, regular closed mavui. If it's opened into a place where you can carry, then what's the problem? It's just like a long mavui that ends by a wall. What do I care if the back of the mavui is a rechava or it's a chatzar? It's all reshus hayachid, and you can carry in there. The only problem is the opening to reshus harabim. That looks like you're carrying in a place that's a reshus harabim, because it's open to reshus harabim. Then you need a lechi v'kora. But to close off the back of the mavui because it's open to a place you're allowed to carry, why? It's not a reshus harabim, it's reshus hayachid. So there you don't need anything. That's simple. Elamai, it must be that this rechava is open to reshus harabim. And even though the rechava is open to reshus harabim, that doesn't make the mavui mafulish. Because the mavui is open into the rechava, and the rechava is open to reshus harabim, the mavui, since it's open into reshus hayachid, where you're allowed to carry, is what not called mafulish. It's called the regular mavui, and all you need is a lechi or a kora on the reshus harabim side. Ela uvda berechava haisa. The only reason I mentioned Rechava is because there was a mice that happened where it was open to Rechava. So it said the case that actually happened. The Kamon, Uv, the Havi Bedura Dura, and the Wustaka opened into a Rechava. Kol Knisa Vitsi, the Batan Shivishas, Derech HaChatzeru. They didn't have door houses that opened into the Rishus HaRabin. They only had houses that were opened into Chatzeros. The front Chatzer was called the Chatzer. The chatzar, the fnei habatim, and the chatzar was in front of the house, and the rechava was in the back of the house. So the houses opened into chatzeros, and the chatzar opened into a mavui, and the mavui opened into reshus harabim. Okay. Omer le'abayel of Yosef, hoder of Yehuda, d'shmuel he. That, he, when Wetzikor of Yehuda said it, and he didn't say it in the name of who he's saying it, that this halacha, that a mavui that's opened into Rishus HaRabim on one end, and opened into a Rechav on the other end, doesn't need anything. He said that in the name of Shmuel. You didn't know who he said it in the name of. I'm telling you that was in the name of Shmuel. Hadar of Yehuda, Hadar Siyamta, Mishmeder of Yehuda, Velo Pirish Lecha, Miman Gomra, right? Rav Yehuda didn't tell you who he learned it from. Kid Mefarish Bereisha, the Milsa, Mishmeder Rav, like he said in the beginning that he learned it from Rav, right? His first din, that when it opens into a Bika, right? There, everybody holds that you, what's it called, don't need a delis, right? That the machlokas of Hananya and the Tanakama is, whether you need a delis or not, is only in a case where, what's it called, where there's a reshus harabim on both ends. But if one end is a karmelis, and surely if both ends are a karmelis, then everybody agrees, even the Hananya, that you don't need a delis. That he said in the name of Rav. Hai siyu malkochem Shmuel Rabbe Gamrei. This one he learned from Shmuel. That even Shmuel, who's machmir, and holds that the halacha is like Hananya, that in a case where you need a delis, here you don't need anything. Even Shmuel would agree in this case, where it's opened into a rechava, even though the rechava is opened into Rishus HaRabim, you need nothing on the end of the mavui that's opened into the rechava.